This is You Know I Know, a podcast where you can come onto my house, drop your buffs, and learn something from this.
Oh no. Forget you heard that. Is this thing on? That's the age-old question once again. We have had a little bit of a technical morning.
Yes.
But we're doing good. We got through it and we're here. And hopefully this thing is recording. Welcome to You Know I Know. My name is Zach. And today I've got another guest with me to talk about one of the best shows to ever be on television, if I'm going to be honest. And my friend, my angel, the fire of my loins, the love of my life, Brooke August is here. Brooke, welcome to the pod.
Wow.
Wait, welcome to the pod.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And you deserve the applause.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm so good.
You good?
I'm so excited about this.
I know. Me too.
Literally, I was getting my nails done today and I was listening. I had my little AirPod in and I was listening to, what's the podcast called that you sent me?
Dara Lane's like, Lay, Do You Remember This?
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Dara Lane.
Loved it.
Maybe she'll hear this.
I know, right? I was like, she does such good, like with her little, like the voiceover of her being on the telephone and like acting like
she's editing thing. It's full storytelling. Yes. It's an audiobook.
It's amazing. I'm like, really, this good. Is amazing.
Yeah, she's really awesome. And for those of you who don't know, if you can't tell, we are talking about The Girls Next Door today. Yes. And hold for applause. And listen, I love this show.
Yes.
And I've done a lot of research for this, so I'm super excited. And yeah, we did come across Lay, Do You Remember This by Dara Lane, and I listened to like pretty much all of it the other day.
So good.
It's a good place to start.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm glad that you enjoyed that podcast. I think that she's so funny.
So funny.
And she also had like one of my good friends, Troy McKeady, on there talking about The Girls Next Door. And I was like, this is just like too much for my kind of hard to handle, you know what I mean? So yes. It was really good. What else have you been up to? Anything before we get into it? I mean, we've got our Starbucks.
Yes, Starbucks.
And I got today I went through the drive-thru and I got to say, I got a nitro cold brew. And I said, can you make it a venti? And he was like, no. And I was like, that's really sad. And anyway, they came through and they pulled something together for me. I don't know what they did, but it's really good. How's yours?
So this is my second
coffee of the day.
Yeah. I'm like surprised that I'm this calm right now. Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
Here she comes.
Yeah, I've been a little bit. I've noticed that when I drink this stuff, let me tell you, I can't get enough of the stuff.
This stuff is good.
This stuff really gets me going. And like the other day I had like a black coffee and I was like, this is so peaceful. And then I have one of these and I was like, number one, I'm going to shit my pants. I mean, number one, I'm going to my pants. Number two, I feel like a psychotic energy. I'm kind of feeling it right now, if I'm going to be honest.
Me too. I feel a little cracked out.
Yeah, me too. I feel a little bit out. I don't know if cracked is a bad word, but we're going to.
Is it?
It could be.
I mean, I think it's relatable.
Let's ask the audience.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, you guys, thanks for nothing.
We know you know what crack is.
Crack is whack. Which, by the way, we should talk about Whitney and Bobby someday on this podcast. That would be a good show to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that video that went viral of Whitney and Bobby? They were, like, shopping around in a store. And she was like, hey, baby. He goes, hey, baby. And she goes, hey, baby. And like, it's just so funny. I don't know. Y'all need to just search it. Just search it. I don't want to give it away.
Well, they have a lot of iconic moments.
Yes.
I mean, just. And hilarious moments. I always think about the video of her in the studio with Brandy, and she goes, why are you down here? Why are you down here? And she's like, supposed to be up here. And I kind of refer back to that one a lot.
Oh, I love her.
I've been thinking a lot
about a podcast about her.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. Well, Troy famously did like a 7-part series on just like Whitney Houston, the person. And it was like so good, but man, it's kind of dark.
I know. Yeah.
But I would like to do maybe like one about the show, because I think they had a show, right?
Yes, that was what the clip was off of, the Hey
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
It was so funny. It was like a bunch of clips. They actually have a Facebook page. I guess a fan made a Bobby and Whitney Facebook page of like clips of that show. And
that's
everything.
Good. That's good, because if we don't, you know, talk about this stuff, if we don't, like, we're going to lose the history. You know what I mean? We have to get back to the things that shaped us. And that's one reason why I'm doing this podcast, you know? And that's one reason why I want to talk about the Girls Next Door, because number one, as someone who famously has lost a lot of the life behind their eyes, but also loves a Pinterest moment, I really relate to these women, you know? Mm-hmm. And wait, let me get an applause for that, because I thought that was a really good joke. And I remember growing up, I idolized them. Like, absolutely. Do you remember your first time ever watching The Girls Next Door?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I remember I was in either like seventh? Definitely middle school.
Yeah, it was middle school, because we're about the same age, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it came out in like 2006 or 2005, yeah. Something like that. I'm gonna look.
So I was in middle school. I literally remember being in my living room, like after school. Maybe it was during the summer. I said I remember, and I'm like over here making up a whole story.
Okay, it says that it came out in 2005.
Okay, yeah. So
August of 2005 is when it premiered.
I just remember sitting in my living room and being like, "What am I watching?" But like in the best way.
Yeah.
Like I remember being like, "Wait, what?" I was so confused. But I feel like it just like the fame of it all happened overnight. Like I just remember watching it and I was like, oh, the Girls Next Door, like they're a thing. They are a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy how like when you're that young and you watch something like that, you're like, oh, this is a thing. Like this is the cool thing. Like the blondes, the Playboy, everything. Like it was just like, whoa, like the glamour. And
well, yeah. I mean, if we think about it, I feel like it came out during this, like, I don't know, 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, like this era of like the early aughts, I guess you could say, or mid to late aughts, was like such an iconic moment in history.
Yes.
I mean, and when you think about it, there was a lot of really good TV that came out around that time. Yes. Not just The Girls Next Door, but like all these different shows were just like so, you know, iconic. And it was an era, and it was like an iconic era. You had like just the culture around that time, like the Juicy Couture and the Ugg boots and the trashy lingerie. I remember like me being, you know, a farm boy. I was, you know, I loved it. And being like a young queer kid and not even realizing that yet, I was just like, I relate to this so much, even though I didn't, but I wanted to so bad.
What
you know?
Did you say to your mom whenever you would watch it? What did you say to your mom?
My mom was like, who do you think you are? Paris Hilton in The Simple Life? And I was like, yeah.
You're not a playmate, Zach.
I know. She's like, you are not a 6 foot tall blonde woman with perfect breasts. And I was like, please don't wreck my dreams, you know? So yeah, as much as I wanted to be, I wasn't. But that whole era was just an iconic moment. I remember like that was also sort of the time of like Simple Life and all that stuff. Simple Life had just finished, and it was also the time of like just Paris and Nicole and all that stuff. And
I just remember, I don't know, I guess like as a young girl watching it, I remember thinking like it was so untouchable. Like
it like was unreachable.
Like, yeah. Like yeah. I thought that it was so cool, but it was like it was so like out of my world, you know? So I was just like, whoa, like this is like a fantasy world. Like, you know, like I know that sounds crazy, but like
no, it is. It's like straight up in a movie.
Like, what? Like people live this way? Like these girls are just like living in this mansion and like
with this like 80-year-old?
Yeah. Like me, I'm like, you know, small town Mississippi. Like,
yeah.
I just like seeing that, I was like, whoa. Like
did you ever did you know what Playboy was?
No, I mean not until that.
So yeah. Girls Next Door was like your introduction to like Playboy.
And it's funny because I feel like Bridget's story, how she was like, I found my dad's Playboys. Right. I never found Playboys.
Yeah.
Like I found out what Playboy was when Girls Next Door came out.
Yeah. I was trying to think back to if I knew what Playboy was. I think I kind of knew about it around that time because – I think I had known that, like, I think Paris had already been in it, like, once. And I think that, like, I knew who Anna Nicole was. And I knew that Marilyn Monroe had done Playboy and stuff like that. Well, not by choice, but she was the first. I kind of knew some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I just kind of thought it was, like, porn. I didn't know that it was, like, you know, this kind of artful and tasteful kind of nudity at the time. I thought it was just like, oh, these are like porn stars. And it was like really hard for my young brain to differentiate between like what was supposed to be considered beautiful and artistic and what was like pornographic.
Right.
And so, yeah, I don't know, but I do remember when I first watched that and then seeing that, okay, these are these like three girls. And I was kind of confused too, because I was like, wait, you can have multiple girlfriends and these are all his girlfriends. And I remember kind of thinking like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But I also remember thinking like, whatever.
Yeah. You know? Same. I know. I was like, wow, like whatever. And
I was like, I'm a liberal.
I feel like I always loved like the hoaxiness of it too. Like how it was, like they kind of made it like, it was almost like a joke, but like,
it was really, camp.
It was camp. It was so camp.
Yeah.
It was camp before camp was like.
It was camp before camp was a thing.
Right.
And it was also like confusing for me, but also I didn't care. And also like that was another part about my like background with it was like, I remember thinking these women were beautiful, but I wasn't like necessarily like attracted to them in that way. But I remember just being like, wow, they're so beautiful. They are like the epitome of gorgeous to me. And I was like, I bet guys think they're really hot, you know? And I was like, I don't look at them like that. I just like idolize them.
Right.
So that was like weird for me. And I'm like, and I kept remember thinking like, is Holly like, are they actually attracted to Hef?
Right.
And I remember trying to think, what's attractive about Hef? And it just like really got me thinking about sex work and me being a feminist at like a young age.
I don't even know if like my mind thought that that young. I just remember being like, okay, so these girls, like, I just thought it was just a lifestyle. Like, you know, just, and it was like.
Yeah. I mean, they were paid.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember, I guess, like, being from the South, like, it was looked down upon. But definitely. Also, like, people watched it all the time. Like, it was, like, and, like, I, like, remember some of my friends would have, like, a little Playboy Bunny sticker
from for the tanning bed. Yeah.
And I did it one time, and I got in trouble.
Oh, my God. You little skank.
I was such a skank.
Did your parents, like, let you watch it, or did you have to watch it kind of, like, in secret?
I remember watching it just
like on TV in the living room. Like, yeah.
I don't ever remember my mom saying anything about it, but I may have watched it when she wasn't around kind of thing. But I don't remember it being like, bro, don't watch that or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was not supposed to watch it, but my parents were going through a divorce. And I remember during that time, I remember like, well, and I was also like young and I did want to see naked people.
Sure.
I was like, they're naked. And I think that's initially what drew me to it. And I ended up buying all the DVDs.
Oh my gosh,
and DVDs. I have every season on DVD somewhere. Except for the one with the twins and Crystal. But we'll get to that. But yeah, no thanks. Please, you will never be them.
Yeah, I mean, the trio, they were just like, they were the OG. Because they were when I knew. But I know there's, you know, seniorities before them that, you know, built the way, paved the way.
Many. I mean, Hef was 70 something, almost 80 during this.
I know. And like, sometimes whenever I'm watching the show, I have to like remember, like, damn, this man has lived like years and years of these girls. Like,
I mean, the women, he was like, think about it. He was like 60 when Kendra was like born. You know what I mean? And it's like, damn.
I know. It's like, if you think about it, it's
kind of creepy.
It'll trip you out.
Absolutely. But yeah, I had the DVDs and I remember it was uncensored. And according to Holly and Bridget and them, they said that like, they didn't know that was going to happen, that they were going to be uncensored. So I'm like, that's really sad.
And like, that would never fly now. Like,
no.
So many things.
And they weren't even like paid for the first season, by the way. But I remember also I listened because the DVDs had the commentary for every episode. So I remember when I first watched the show, I was really just watching it to see hot naked girls. And then I just fell in love with them. And then I rewatched it with them doing the commentary over every episode.
I want to watch that.
I know. I really want to find those DVDs because I would love to see that again. Yeah. You know what I mean? With the commentary. So interesting. And now they have their own podcast, Bridget and Holly, where they're like recapping every episode. So it's a good time for us to talk about this show because it's kind of in the oeuvre right now. Secrets of Playboy just came out. I just watched that.
Yes. We watched
so scary.
The other night.
Watched the first few episodes of the second season.
Okay, that was tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like
talking about the seven girlfriends before Bridget, Holly, and Kendra.
Yeah.
And also during some of the they're gonna be.
I wanna know what Holly and Bridget are gonna say about that. Because you know they're probably either recording now or it's gonna come out. I know.
Oh God. Well, okay, so Girls Next Door, it starts out with basically the first episode, the pilot episode, according to the research that we did, was
bless you.
Sorry about that. I don't know. It's like every time I get behind the mic, I get gassy.
Sing, Zach. Sing.
maybe it's the nerves. I get the nervous gassy
the nervous
toots or whatever, but I haven't been tooting. I've just been
nervous burps.
I've been nervy burpees.
Nervy burpees.
Boo. Wait, let's get the boo in here.
I love it.
Whatever. Okay, so it starts with like the pilot episode and the very first words is like, welcome to the Playboy Mansion. Mm-hmm. And it's like this girl, and then basically the first few episodes is kind of following the staff. We watched the pilot episode the other day too. And you get to see like Kendra in massage school. You get to see like,
which is so funny. You know, she was already graduated from massage school.
Really?
Yeah. They just like,
was she like doing an internship or something?
Which that's what I heard. I don't know. Like, but I heard that she had like already graduated.
Well, probably.
And they were just getting footage of her like doing her continuing education. I'm pretty sure.
I guess so. Or
I heard that in a podcast.
Yeah. Well, she never had to use it again, did she?
Nope. Oh, and that just reminded me. Sorry.
Go.
The part where Bridget was crying in the photo shoot and Kendra started giving her a massage. Mm-hmm. Bridget was like, oh, now I get the massage.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, me and Brooke watched a few episodes recently. I mean, I'm kind of back in on it now. I'm like on the train because
there's so much. Like,
it's a lot.
I'm just like, do I want to read the book? Do I want to listen to the podcast? Like, my life is like full of the Girls Next Door right now. Because I'm just like loving it.
I know. It's just funny.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they're so cute. Yes. But yeah, the first episode was supposed to be Hef's World. It was supposed to be a show called Hef's World. And then America just kind of was like, we don't really care about that. They fell in love with those girls, which is so interesting. It became a really big show. It was like the biggest show on E! Network for the longest time. And then there was several spinoffs and stuff like that. So like, we'll get to that. But I remember just being really drawn to, oh my God, we get to see what the mansion looks like. We get to see the inside of the Playboy Mansion, which is something that like someone like us, you probably could, because you know, you're a gorgeous blonde model in my eyes, you know, but like, I was like, I definitely don't have access to this. So it was cool to see that. But yeah, the mansion was just like an iconic landmark to me too, you know, the grotto and all this stuff. Like, it was like, this is a disgusting palace.
I know.
And I loved it, you know.
And they would like talk about how like it really was just a big old sex pad.
Yeah, a big old orgy.
Yeah, like, you know? How they had just all these things in the bathroom for like little quickies.
I know, like, cool. Ew, they used to have like trays with like Vaseline and like Tylenol or something, like random, like on it. I was like, okay.
Literally.
And the thing that I love too about it is that they had one of the only zoo licenses in the state of California. And that's how they could have like all those animals there, the peacocks, the monkeys,
the bunnies,
of course, Coco, the spider monkey. And she's like, Coco, my baby girl. Was that a good Holly impression?
Yes.
Coco's my baby girl.
Oh.
Ooh, got a little wind chime. Magical.
Holly would love that.
Listen, I love Holly.
I do too.
But we're going to get into who our favorites are in just a moment.
Yes.
The theme song was also an iconic moment for me. It's a great theme song. Yeah. And the animation in the theme song mm-hmm. is really, really cool.
What is it?
Come on. Oh, should we do it the same
time? Yeah, because I always get the grapes.
And grapes. Okay, one, two, three. Come on in my house, to my house. I'm going to give you candy. Come on in my house, to my house. I'm going to give you figs and dates and the grapes and the cakes. Hey! My house, so come on.
Okay, yeah, I get the figs.
We did really good. We're professional singers, yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, figs, are. Dates, grapes, cakes. And I think that the song
figs,
was also...
Dates, grapes, cakes. Figs, grapes, so figs.
And figs and the dates.
Dates.
And the grapes.
And
the
grapes. And the... I keep wanting to add crepes.
Crepes are good.
I know.
I think it should be. I'm craving it right now. Mm-hmm. I think we should go get some after this. I was thinking about it anyway. But the theme song, I think, too, is originally sung by, like, Rosemary Clooney, who I love because I love White Christmas. That's the Bridget and me coming out. I'm like, I love a White Christmas moment. And Rosemary Clooney, and she's a Kentucky girl. So I love that song.
I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Let's see. Well, I remember the theme song is so good, too, because you get to see a little preview of each girl's personality. Because it talks about. It shows their bedroom,
yes.
their pets, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I was just like, immediately, I was like, okay, I want to know more.
I
want to know
it. The way they set that up was just so cool. Like the creativity and like the graphics and the cartoon-esque feel, like it was so cool.
And you get to really see their blonde box dye.
Oh, yeah.
So good in the first season, especially.
Yeah.
And as someone who does hair, what did you think about their hair? When you were a kid, were you like, did you like their hair? Or were you just like, they're so blonde?
Yeah. I didn't really think about it when I was a kid. But when we were watching it the other night, I was just like, oh my gosh, Kendra, do something. Like,
because,
obviously she has great hair. Like, her hair can take some bleach because
it's white.
Thick hair.
And it's pure platinum.
But I would get so annoyed when they would like be going out or like doing something and she would literally just have it like in a ponytail. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you have such gorgeous hair. Like, do something with it. Like, you know, but I mean, that's just me being like, you know, a hairstylist. I would love to like do so many things to her hair because she's got like the hairstylist dream hair. Like,
when she would go to like Laurent and get like, these big, I mean, they could do a lot with her hair. I remember like thinking like they would make her look really cool.
Yes. She had a lot to work with, which honestly makes sense why she would always just put in a ponytail because she's probably just like, I don't feel like dealing with this, which I get.
She knew what she was doing there. She knew what her job was. And she was like, I really don't care about, like, I know that I'm here to be arm candy. And she was in her bag.
She's like, I'm on time. I'm not really on time, but I'm here. And that's
like, I'll show up.
Yeah.
I'll show up.
I don't know if I'll show up on time, but I'm here and that's all you need.
And she's not going to go the extra mile and do Princess Leia buns. You
know? Yeah.
And be called ugly by Hef, which that's what was in the very first episode. That I remember watching that too and being like, well, love this. Because like, Holly was just like, I'm going to go to this party and I'm going to wear Princess Leia buns. And I was like, that's the Pinterest queen in me that I love to see on TV. And that was
like
ugly.
Holly was
actually
always just wanting to be unique. And those, the freaking
unique,
the space buns, like they were yellow. Like
they were
yellow extensions around her. And she even talks about it in the podcast.
No, did she?
Yeah. And in her podcast, she was like, it was a miss, but I'm pretty sure she did.
The princess buns were there and they were yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
I mean, let's go ahead and talk about the girls. Holly Madison, mm-hmm. Hef's number one girl. When you were watching the show, did you feel a connection to Holly? Like, what were your thoughts on Holly growing up and watching her? And then, like, maybe what are your thoughts on her now? As Hef's number one girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, growing up, I always thought she was just like a stickler. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, just kind of like,
because that's how they made her seem to be. Like, she was always kind of like, she always had the resting bitch face.
Yes.
She was always like side eyeing people, and she was always like looking around, like,
yeah,
like, what are they talking about? Or like, I don't care, or like, whatever.
In the edit, they would just like cut to her sitting there.
They gave her awful edits, like,
yeah,
which sucks, but that's what I thought of her.
Yeah.
You know, growing up.
I think I kind of did too. I was rooting for her, of course, because I love rooting for women and I love seeing women win. Oh, we just played a little footsie.
Hi.
But yeah, I was rooting for her, but yeah, her edit was like, okay, she's supposed to be like jealous of the other girls, she wants him to herself. But I also thought she was like pretty, and I thought she looked like Sleeping Beauty or something. I just remember thinking she was like like Aurora kind of vibes. And like what they don't show is that she was actually like really smart and like working on her degree and taking French lessons and stuff. And I learned all of that from like reading her book and listening to her podcast and stuff. But they said that her main goal on the show is just to be portrayed as being obsessed with Hef. And that was her whole personality.
Yeah.
Do you like her now? Like,
I do like her now. Yeah. I do. And
she has like a YouTube channel now.
Yeah. Like, I feel like
she's a mom.
Yeah. Like, I think she's really cool. Like, I think she's like kind of real, and just even if she says something that's like, well, you know, whatever, like she just says it. And I like that about her.
I'd be interested in your thoughts on her book, because I feel like, you should read it. It's good. And also, if you get like the audiobook, she reads it or whatever. So it's kind of cool to hear it in her voice.
Yeah. I've heard like little snippets from it.
Yeah. She gives really good acting.
I love that she reads it.
Yeah. She's in her acting bag.
I need to get that.
But her book caused a lot of controversy. Like, some people really just take everything she says and like, it's like, yep, that's it. You know, I agree with that 100%. Then some other people kind of think that she just be saying stuff, and like, people, you know, it's really divisive for sure.
Yeah.
Because they're how could you?
Yeah. I've heard both of those kind of comments, and it's like, I can see some sides, but I'm still on Holly's side. I just say,
I
see what they're saying. Like, the other side, I'm like, yeah, it could be portrayed that way. But like, I choose to just like be on her side, because I think that,
because believe not, women.
Yeah, exactly. And you know? even if it is like, because some people will be like, well, like, she knew what she was getting herself into the whole time. Like, she knew like why she wanted to be in the mansion, and she wanted to be Hef's number one girl. So she got herself into it.
Yeah.
And then now she's complaining about what she had to go through.
Right.
I'm just like,
that could be with anything though.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes, exactly. like
my whole life, I was wanting to go to LA. I moved there for a year and I was like, this sucks. How do I get out of here?
Right.
But also, sometimes you have to like look at your surroundings and be like, okay, I'm in this situation, I've got to make the best of it. She was there to do a job. She wanted to be a star. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She wanted to be famous.
And Hef apparently treated her completely differently than he did anyone else.
Yeah.
So I think she has a right to like come out and say that and say how it really was.
Yeah, I mean, and think about it too, when you're on TV and you're unhappy, but you are being filmed every day and stuff, like there's going to be a little bit of a forced smile and like a throbbing vein in the middle of your forehead.
I know, it's so crazy to watch the footage now after like hearing her talk about it, and like, I'm like, wow, I can literally see you just being like, and today we did this.
Yeah.
And it was great.
One of my favorite things was her saying, because I'm the perfect woman for you, M. Hefner, because I was cloned in a lab. And she says that on the show. And then it's like with a wink. And I'm like, wow, that is amazing to see today.
Yeah.
But you could see like her forced happiness when she was with Hef. And then like when she's with like Bridget and having fun, it seems like more genuine happiness, you know, because her and Bridget were besties.
Oh, totally.
Let's be real. And they still are.
I know. I love that they are.
You said you didn't see Peep Show, but you could have, right?
Yeah, I didn't
see it. In Vegas,
Yeah, I didn't see that.
But you saw Angel.
I saw Angel. And,
just like at a club or something?
No, she was in the show Absinthe. She was like the bubble girl. She like came out and like made a feature and it was so cool. But
did they say her name or did you just recognize her?
I think they...
Was it like featuring her or something? Okay, that's interesting.
I think it was featuring her. But I was the only person in my group at the time that knew who she was. So I was like,
yeah! You're like, Angel.
Yeah. Angel. Because I watched Holly's World.
Right. Angel was like her friend. And then she did a spinoff show with her and this guy, Josh. Josh
was so cute. Like, I loved, I remember that's what made me like Holly. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I remember being like, oh, like, this is who she really is. And like, she's just like kind of a little, like, weirdo punk girl. Like,
yeah, she was.
I guess was she with Chris Angel during that time? Or
she was with Chris Angel. Yes.
Or was she broken up with them?
No, I think that when she left the mansion, she was actually like kind of dating Chris Angel towards the end of The Girls Next Door and stuff.
And then I just remember like scenes of her practicing for Peep Show. And then her little friends like Josh and Angel, like they would just have fun. I was like, this is cool. She became the
Vegas queen for a little while. Yeah. I wanted to see Peep Show so bad because, of course, I wanted to see it. I know. And I've never even been to Vegas.
It's so weird because back then it was like, oh, yeah, like I watched that. Like, I never like fangirled it. But now.
Yeah.
In my later age, I'm like, I'm so fangirl about it because I guess it's so nostalgic. And I'm just like, okay, now that I'm like an adult, like I can like watch it now from like what it really is.
Yes, that's why it's so good.
But then back then I was just like, haha, like Girls Next Door, like yeah, they're awesome, they're cool. Like, yeah, I want the DVD so I can see Monica.
Yeah, you know? But that's so relatable for us.
Yeah,
but no, like I get that, and that's why I'm doing this podcast because I want us to go back and like fangirl appropriately over what we loved so much when we were growing up. But yeah, I wanted to see Peep Show so bad because of Holly, but also then Coco went on to do it. And I remember Coco being like Ice-T's wife and she had like really big boobs. And then Aubrey O'Day did it from Dana D. Kane. And that's just like, we're doing a Making the Band episode, of course, guys. Yeah. But like, yeah, I just wanted to see because all my iconic girlies were doing this show. I was like, it must be really good or really bad. Either way, I don't care. I want to see it.
Another thing on my list about Holly to listen to is the Call Her Daddy.
They'll Call Her Daddy.
Did
yeah.
You watch it?
Yes,
I
did.
You did?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yes, it was really good. And she did one with Trisha Paytas the other day. Like it just came out like a few days ago. And that was really good. But Trisha doesn't talk too much about this. Is like the second or third Trisha mention on this podcast. So I guess I'm a stan, my problematic fave. But yeah, she doesn't talk too much about the Playboy stuff, but it's still interesting because I think Trish like went to the mansion a couple times and everything like that. Anyway, so you know, you're introduced to Holly as Hef's number one girl, and then you hear in the distance, "Hi, honey." And thank you. That was my Bridget impression.
Yes.
Bridget Marquardt.
Was that good?
That was really good. Bridget.
Oh.
I love Bridget.
She said, because I'm jealous.
Yeah. Because I'm jealous,
probably,
I am.
That's probably one of my favorite, what do you call it?
Moments.
Like the confessional moments.
Oh, like a talking head.
Yeah, a talking head. That's my favorite of her. Because she just like was full blown like.
She's being honest.
So honest and so vulnerable. Tears in her eyes. And she's like, because I'm jealous. Like, I was like, yes. I love that energy.
Poor Bridget.
I love her. She's obviously my favorite.
Bridget's
now.
My favorite too. I'm a Bridget girly.
I want a Bridget t-shirt, to be honest. I want some Bridget merch.
I would love that. Yeah. Wait, I bet we can find some. I wonder if she has a website.
I just love her. She's underrated. Yeah. She needs more praise.
I agree. And honestly, I feel like most people today are going to be Bridget girls. Why wouldn't
Absolutely.
You be?
She's... Every podcast I've listened to, they're like, I'm a Bridget girl. And I'm like, oh my God.
My sister is a Bridget girl. Yes. I remember us talking about it. Like,
and I will say, like,
but I was always a Bridget girl. And I'll say that from, because even when I was like a kid, I was like, she's just my favorite because she just seemed like the most cute and nice. And
I think like, at the beginning, Kendra was my favorite at like probably the first few episodes, to be honest. Like, I remember like Bridget quickly became my favorite. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like I was young. So, like, you know, Kendra was like,
well, yeah,
more relatable to me because I was like, oh, like she's cool and like badass and like edgy or whatever. But then like Bridget, like, I just remember watching it and I would always get excited about what Bridget had to say. Like,
yeah. I loved Bridget. And I think that she got treated unfairly on the show.
How so? Tell me.
Because I think that she got this edit where she was supposed to be the fat one, which we just did a Kardashian podcast, me and my friend Chelsea. And we were talking about how like Khloé was kind of seen as like the fat one. And then you get Bridget, who they're all literally within 5 pounds of each other. And for some reason, Bridget gets like the edit where she's like eating the same piece of cake 3 times.
It's so crazy that they did that because Bridget is literally the one who has the most natural body and she looks the best. Like, she looks like a woman.
Yeah.
Like, she has like the curves. Like, she's got like, I mean, obviously they all look like women.
Yeah. But
like,
I know what you mean.
But like, she's like she just like screams woman to me. Like,
yeah.
Just so like her body is so feminine. Like, so I don't know why they painted her to be like,
I guess they had to have
maybe
one.
Maybe it's because she was curvy.
Yeah, maybe.
And maybe like that like made her seem like she was more, because I mean Kendra was more like tiny but very fit.
Yeah, I feel like, and she was short and athletic kind of.
And Holly was like
Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Like, just like just skinny and
super
like
super skinny. Small. Like, yeah. Yeah. So maybe that's, I don't know.
And Bridget was just kind of like, Bridget's body most resembles like the Marilyn Monroe fantasy Hef had in his mind. You know what I mean? She really does. And so anyway, I don't love to talk about women's bodies, but I just think that they're all beautiful. But but I just remember her getting that edit. But that kind of made me feel like sympathetic toward her because I was like, you know, even as a kid, I was like, I mean, she's gorgeous. I mean, like, and she looks amazing.
And also it's like, what is like, it just sucks, which I know like back then it was so different. Like, for young girls, it's like, damn, if like Bridget was painted out to be that way, like, how do you think that made, like,
did you ever think about that when you were watching the show?
Like I said, I thought that it was so untouchable. I thought that that was something I could never even touch. You know what I mean? Like, I literally was like, whoa, like, that's like, I could never, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think that I was like capable to like be hot like that.
That's so funny.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But like, yeah, well, I've always just kind of wondered if shows like that or like America's Next Top Model, where it kind of really does. America's Next Top Model more.
The
but
standard, like the beauty standard is this. And it makes, I don't know, it really like makes every like girl think that if they're not that, then
they'll never be anything.
Yeah. Like, honestly, put it in the comments if you agree. That's just like how I really feel like I like grew up like looking at women like that. I was
that's
like, oh
so
damn,
crazy.
Like that's what everyone wants.
It probably doesn't help too that they had her sister who's also just like cute and 18, and then they're like,
we're gonna give her a makeover.
Yeah, you need a makeover, Fugly. Like, don't you want to look like a Playboy girl? Uh-huh. And I loved that episode because I always love a makeover moment in a movie or show. I mean, come on, Top Model, the episodes where they did the makeovers were like my favorite.
Yeah.
But interesting that her sister was kind of just like hanging around for like a lot of the show.
I know. I wonder why. Like, maybe just,
I think her sister was just on their podcast.
Uh-huh.
And she said that in the podcast, she said that she was going through some depression and stuff when she was like 17, 18. And that Hef like told Bridget, like, she could come stay there and they could just like, I think they just like shared a room for
a
year or something, which would be like crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because you know that twice a week they're
like
up there, like, no, I think she said for like a year.
No way.
Yeah. Like, or she would come and stay for a while and then go home for a little while and then come back and stay and just like sit at the pool and just like.
Honestly, I would too.
I mean, come on. You get to go to LA and just like live at the mansion and not have the obligation of bedroom.
Yeah. To at least just be one of their friends and just be like, hey, can I come over today?
It was interesting that she was actually married to someone too while she was living at the mansion. Bridget.
I know.
Yeah. I looked it up and she was married to this guy who was kind of like, supporting her decision to go to LA and try to be famous and try to have the same sort of trajectory as like a Pam Anderson.
Like a surf shop.
Yeah,
or something
like that. Yeah. But he was kind of like being like, okay, you can go to LA for a year. This is what I learned from like the podcast that I was listening to and other stuff. Like, you can go to LA for a year and try to make it big. And I'll like, you know, and then whatever happens at the end of that year, you know. And so she did. And she was working with this manager that was also, I think, the manager for Pam Anderson and maybe Jenny McCarthy or some other people who were like kind of going down that same path of like hot blonde that has like a good career in front of her. You know what I mean? And she was also in getting her master's degree for like broadcast journalism or something. So like, honestly, she could have been, you know, on the news or doing like reporting or something like that.
Right.
And I remember when we watched the episode the other day where they went to The View and she was like so excited to meet Barbara Walters because being a broadcast journalist and stuff, she was like, oh, I want to meet Barbara Walters. Of course. Like she's one of the most famous women in, you know, journalism and stuff.
She would be amazing. Like, I know. But
would love to see her still do that.
Yeah, in that podcast, they showed like the test for the show, and she was talking about how like this would be a great opportunity for me because I can like do more things that I want to do, and you know,
and
like,
live rent free.
Yeah,
and also potentially like get in the magazine.
I love that she was just straight up about it. She was like,
"It's an opportunity."
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is.
Exactly.
It's a really good opportunity. Uh-huh. If you want to go down that route.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like, I look at it as in such a different way because I'm like, you can use Playboy at the time anyway, to like begin a career, but also that's going to put you in this like box forever. So I don't know. I feel like,
do you think it did?
For those women?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of do because I think like, you know, Anna Nicole Smith and Pamela Anderson and Carmen Electra and Jenny McCarthy, they're all like huge stars, but you know, they are known for being like really hot and gorgeous and everything. So I don't know. I mean, and I think that the chances of you becoming look at all the women that were in Playboy. There's, I mean, God, hundreds, right? Mm-hmm. Thousands. I don't know. And there's a few really big stars that came from that.
Yeah.
Maybe like five or something, you know? Yeah. So I don't know.
I think them starting the podcast was a really good idea.
Yeah, me too.
And I think it's the perfect time. Like it's the perfect time to do it because all of us millennials who watched it now we're like older and we like can like just
we can have
out
discourse.
Yes. Yeah.
remember when she did that burlesque for his birthday and she comes out of the cake? And she's like, duh, duh, duh. That's your dream, right? Like, I feel like you were like, you probably loved that, didn't you?
No, I remember, like, even watching that as a young girl, I was like, I want to do that.
I love that.
Like, I was like, I'm going to do that for, like, my husband. Or, like, I literally remember, like, fantasizing that, like, I want to do that one day.
Well, I probably should have said this at the beginning, but Brooke's a singer and a performer, and you are also like a hot blonde. And so you probably, and don't you love like a burlesque moment? Like, aren't you kind of like low key working
moment.
On some
so, yes.
burlesque stuff? Yeah. If you want to talk to me about that,
yes,
you're welcome.
I'm coming out with a song soon. Yeah, I'm.
And even
I'm
your last song, like the ho 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 phase,
yes,
which is a really
my
great
Christmas
song.
Which Christmas is right around the corner, guys.
Oh my God. Don't say that.
I know.
But even that whole era for you, it's like, it is very like burlesque. It is kind of Dita Von Teese. It is kind of, you know, just
it's
like
amazing. It's so good.
I love
it's
that
my dream.
I love that stuff.
It's my dream.
Well, if you listen closely in the background, you can probably hear a loud laugh. And that would be the laugh of Kendra Wilkinson in my head. That's just my way of my
Crickets.
Segue. Yeah. I mean,
no.
Just kidding.
Is that good? No.
Pretty good. I can't do it. She's like, no, I can't do it. I'm embarrassed.
Like, I'm not gonna. I'll spare you guys. No, what Kendra would say, you guys are haters.
Yeah, haters. Damn, haters. I look really gross right now, and I'm sorry because I'm in like a wife beater.
You
and
look amazing.
And I have like a beard kind of.
Oh, by the way, Can we notice your Playboy hat?
Yeah, I'm wearing a Playboy hat. I forgot to mention
so
that.
Good.
Brooke, let me borrow this for the
really
pod.
I hate that I don't have anything Playboy on right now. Like,
I know.
I'm not even going to lie. Last night, or was it last night? Whatever. I was looking on Facebook Marketplace literally to find something Playboy to wear today. And I found this little Playboy necklace.
That'd be cute.
And I messaged them and I was like, hey, is this available? I can go pick it up today.
Oh,
and they were like, no response. Crickets.
They said crickets. Dang.
So, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe. Yeah. I know. I'm really sad about it, but it's okay.
Well, maybe next time, because I feel like we could talk about Holly's World or Kendra's show or something like that. You know, I think that'd be good.
Or we could like binge the
Secrets of Playboy.
Yes,
yeah.
And talk about it.
Yeah, I would love to.
All decked out in Playboy.
I would love to.
I support it. I support Playboy. I don't support what is wrong with it.
Yeah, of course. We support women making the choices.
It's Playboy is now of the women. Like,
okay.
It's what Playboy is the empowerment of women.
Okay.
The like love for getting dressed up and getting glamorous and showing your boobs if you want.
And the freedom to choose that.
And
didn't Cardi B become like editor in chief of Playboy for a while or something like that?
I didn't know that.
We'll have
to
look into
that.
There's so many things I don't know. Well, let's talk about Kendra for a minute.
Okay.
She's probably the breakout star of the show. Would you agree?
Absolutely. As much as like she got on my nerves and I just thought like, oh my God, this girl. But I mean, we needed her. We needed Kendra.
We needed one of the painted ladies from the Midsummer Night's Dream Party to move into the mansion.
Yes.
And we needed it to be her.
Yes.
Because
she's young, she's hot, and she's a badass.
And she's got a huge laugh. And also, she just brought the personality. Because if it was any other girl, I mean, they tried it with other girls. It obviously didn't work. You know, like, they had to have her. She was the...
Hef had to have her. He looked at her and he said, who is she? Get her.
He looked at her and said, who is that 18-year-old woman painted silver?
Get her to the mansion.
Get her to the mansion. Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sorry, but I hate that apparently there was an interview of Hef where he was like, yeah, I really wasn't that attracted to Holly.
Yes.
But when Kendra came along, I had to have her.
Ew.
I was just like,
that's mean.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say, well, because men are evil. Let's just be real. I think so. And they also tried to make her look like the one who was the most fit, the most in shape, and the one who, I think she did love sports the most of all of them.
Yes.
Because she was also like, I'm not like the other girls.
So pick me vibes. I'm sorry. But
honestly,
like, it was pick me. And like, I mean, coming from a really girly girl, like, I don't know, whatever.
She was like, I'm not like the other girls.
Yeah, it's like, anytime you say that, it's like, okay. But she was also young, and let's just let her have her little moment. And
absolutely.
I feel like Holly and Bridget were just like, oh, Kendra. Like, you know, and even Mary, she was like, Kendra, it's when people have sex on an airplane. That's what Mile High Club is.
It's a sex thing, Kendra. I love Mary. The creepy Mary.
I want to know the secrets of Mary.
I want to know the secrets of Mary. What does Mary have? What did she do? You know, what did she have on Hef?
What was like?
Why do they not talk about Mary? There's something about
Mary. There's something about Mary. Yeah.
No, there is.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know, but there's like not much about her. Like, Holly still talks about her as like being like a friend and like, you know, and I think she loved them, but I just think
I think that she like would take it to her grave.
She did and Hef did too.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, whatever she knows is buried 6 feet under.
Damn, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. What did you think about you know, Bridget and Holly were friends, but I just think that they kind of, I mean, imagine being 25, 26 and this like 18-year-old just comes in like with her grills and just like not like the other girls, and you're just like, oh my God, and you're sharing a room with Hef, and then she comes barreling in, they're like, can we watch that Napoleon Dynamite? I love Can we watch that, honey?
He's like, which one? Do I have it?
Yeah. That and Holly's just in the bed like, Jesus, get me out of here. God, it would be horrible sharing a room with Hef.
How she only had like a little space.
In the closet was her vanity or whatever. Kendra's just like, like just twerking and rolling around on the floor and loved it.
Yeah.
Great TV. And great TV.
The music they inputted like every single time, like the hip hop music.
And she's just like throwing it back, like, damn, I'm late.
I know. She's like, damn, I'm late.
And like twerking her ass. I laughed. Oh, I had to laugh.
Yeah. She was hilarious.
I had to laugh. I think that she literally, I have a quote that I wrote down of her from some talking head where she said, this is my job as a girlfriend. And so like, she just quite literally said that and I respect it. You know
this
what I mean?
This is my job as a girlfriend.
Yeah. I think that she's like a real estate agent now.
Okay. Yeah. I saw something.
And she's just kind of like living her life. But, you know, she had some controversy after leaving the mansion. She wrote a book that was like kind of the opposite of what Holly wrote. And so it's like, it's interesting to see her trajectory, but.
Well, I feel like she was kind of all about protecting Hef's name.
Definitely. I wonder if she'll ever come out and kind of be like a little more truthful.
Which I know. And I feel like maybe she was just like, you know what? Like, I didn't have the experience that Holly had. Like, maybe she's just trying to.
Well, did you know Hef walked her down the aisle at her wedding?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Did I know that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But wow.
So they were close. You know what I mean? I think she loved him.
Yeah, maybe she just, and I think that's fine. Like, they can have different opinions. Like, Holly had her experience with him. I truly think that, like, Holly and Hef were, like, in some kind of, like, ego battle or, like, something. Like, I feel like it's, like, they hated but loved each other. Like, from everything I've heard, like, the way he treated her and, like, how she, like, I feel like they were always, like, kind of trying to
some sort of struggle,
like
a power struggle kind of thing. I agree, because like Hef wanted to have the final say, but he loved putting Holly in her place, and then Holly was
putting
like
her down.
But Holly's like a kind of like, well, no, like she would try to stand up for herself and like wear red lipstick one day and then get like yelled at.
But didn't she not know? Like,
yeah,
that
I don't,
first time, that was, like, when she realized, like, oh, he doesn't like red lipstick.
Which I still don't know why. I forget. I'm just like, why does he hate red lipstick?
Because whenever she cut her hair and wore the red lipstick, he was like, I don't like, and he's like, and I don't like the red lipstick.
Well, damn.
He said, you look hard, old,
and dry, or something like that.
Yeah, something. I was like, damn.
It's like, calm down.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I don't know.
Like, you should take a look in the mirror, buddy.
Yeah, you look hard and old and dry.
Oh my gosh, she's done.
I know, I'm out of my Starbucks too, and it is getting hot in here. But we're almost done. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the animals as well. Gizmo Wednesday.
I love Gizmo Wednesday. And I love my favorite. How they made them their own little spots in the show.
They become recurring characters.
I know. And I don't know. I don't really remember. Or maybe they made Gizmo and Wednesday such like prominent characters.
Yeah.
I don't really like, I feel like Kendra's dogs and Holly's dogs weren't as showcased. But I think it's maybe because Bridget kind of made them stars.
Yeah.
And I feel like Bridget's room was just like the best room to go in.
We have to talk about Bridget's room.
We should do a whole episode on Bridget.
No, like, honestly, I know. We really should. Like the way that she would decorate her room, her love for Halloween, the way that she would always go out. And like, I remember they would like, they just threw like really good little parties, like baby showers and different things like that throughout the show that I was just like, man, like they are DIY legends. You know?
Absolutely. They like start, like they are the DIY queens.
I remember one episode when they did a baby shower for someone, one of the playmates or something, Bridget and Holly kind of came up with this really fun game where, and like they had like, they put like a little mini chocolate bars inside of like a diaper and it looked like poop in a diaper. And they would like, and it was just like, so they just came up with the cutest ideas. For the baby shower or something like that. Yeah. And it was just like really cute.
That's so cute.
They just always come up with the cutest stuff.
I remember like Bridget's energy just made me so happy. Like, I don't, like, I really feel like she was always just so light and like just excited. She was always excited about stuff.
Yeah.
And
I love that about That's her. Why Bridget's our number one queen.
I want Bridget merch.
And I'd love to find some Bridget merch. I mean, and then after they, so the show was iconic. It went on for like 5 seasons, I think. And then they brought on the new girls and it immediately was canceled. I think that it just goes to show that these three women had a star quality as a trio and as an entity.
However, honestly, you say that word. Like the personalities were insane. Like, okay, Bridget, like the way she talked, the way like she like described things was so great.
Her narration was really good.
Yes. Yeah. And then Holly was her own character in herself, even though she was a little more like calm and collected. She had like just a good presence,
kind of like she took like a Zanny or something. She's kind of like relaxed. But she did have her own presence, and she's gorgeous to look at. Yes.
And she was very structured too. Very structured. I feel like it gave a balance to then when Kendra would come on, she was just like fun and like, oh God, what is Kendra gonna say?
Yeah.
Or what is she not gonna say?
Yeah.
I feel like she was never able to like
finish a sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. She would just kind of stare.
Or she'd be like, oh, I just, it made me want to cry.
Oh, it made me want to cry. Because and then that'd be like it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, it just made me want to cry. I love it. I'm going to keep watching it. I'm like,
I can't wait. I want to go watch it now.
Yeah. I'm like halfway through season 2 and I'm going to just finish it again. I've rewatched it several times, but just watching it for this pod was really fun.
I know.
Was there anything else that you want to say before we kind of wrap up the episode? I would love to have you back on for maybe like a Holly's World episode or something like that.
I would love that. Yeah. Yeah. Because I want to actually brush up on that too. I haven't watched it since I was probably like, since it was showing.
Yes. Oh, same. And I think that they had this, she had the same producer for The Girls Next Door as they had for Holly's World. And it was on the same network. So
that's cool.
Okay, yeah, yeah. We're going to do that.
I want to do the audiobook. For Holly.
You got to do that. Mm-hmm. Down the rabbit hole.
Yes.
Yeah. Got to do that.
And then Holly's World. And then, we'll come back on.
And I think that there's an America's Next Top Model contestant. I know there is an America's Next Top Model contestant that went on to become Playmate of the Year.
Oh my gosh.
Which is like really iconic. Whoa. She was on America's Next Top Model first. Then she became Playmate of the Year like recently, not too long ago. So. Really gonna get into that when we do the top model episode. Maybe we should have you on for a top model episode. I'm gonna have several top model episodes, I think, you know, because it's just like so much.
I'm still working on those.
Yeah, we're gonna get through it.
Yeah,
we're gonna get through it. Okay, well, if there is nothing else to say, let me just play this little cute thing. So welcome.
Thank you.
No, hey, it was an honor. Thank you for doing
this. Actually, this is like my first
class. Oh my God.
Like, you know, video, boy, everything, face to face.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, did that one, but this is my first thing.
Yeah, well, it was really
fun.
Thanks for
coming.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have you back on. And to all the listeners, be sure to go check out Brooke. You can drop your Instagram if you want, like your music. Brooke with an E.
And Spotify is Brooke August. Listen to the home page.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. That was so fun.
Yay.
Everybody, we will see you next time. Bye.